I'm Al John Goh, podcaster and producer of the Disney List, Skull Rock Podcast, and Dining at Disney. When you're creating content, podcast, webcasting, live streaming, or wanting to step up your video conference calls, you need quality gear and accessories. That's why I use Gator Frameworks in my studio. From professional broadcast boom arms and microphone stands, studio monitor speaker stands, ring light kits, headphone holders, elite furniture studio desks, and acoustic wall treatments, Gator Frameworks has you covered. Gator is the leading brand of cases, stands, and support system solutions for music, pro AV, creative pro, IT, and general utility industries. They have over 1,000 different solutions made from vacuum-formed plastics, rational molded plastics, wood, sewn, and EVA materials. Leveraging their expertise in case design and manufacturing, Gator has a complete OEM division that works with leading companies around the world to engineer and create custom cases for original equipment manufacturers. For more information, visit GatorFrameworks.com. Product provided in exchange for promotional consideration. Welcome into yet another edition of the Disney List. As DJ Sourcey, Book of Boba Fett remix for the Bounty plays in the background, let us delve into some awesome travel deals. Every week we do this here before the show starts with Kristen, our illustrious travel agent and co-host from Dining at Disney podcast. Hello, Kristen.
Hello.
So in this big Star Wars episode that we're going to get into, we've got some travel deals. Why don't you tell everybody about what the latest and greatest is?
Yeah, right now you can save up to $500 at select Disney Resort hotels. You can save up to $100 per night on rooms, and that's good for now through July 7th. So if you are looking to stay at a Disney resort, let me know.
Absolutely. Not only do you book all the Disney theme parks here, stateside, Disneyland, Walt Disney World, you also book the Universal theme parks.
Yes, I do.
And every single cruise line known to man. I know that there's some awesome deals going on right now for Royal Caribbean and
Norwegian has a great one going on too.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Yeah. So where can people email you to go ahead and have you book their next journey?
At themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
The following is a production of the Sourcer Radio Network.
An imagination, huh?
Are you guys ready?
Are you ready?
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Disney List. The Disney List. Disney fans Kristen Hetzel and Al John Goh bring you top 10 lists from the Disney parks, films, Star Wars, Marvel, news, travel tips, and more. Now prepare yourself for the Disney List.
Oh boy. This is where the fun begins. It's the Star Wars Celebration special here on the Disney List. Welcome to the show. I am Al John Goh, lifelong Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, and pop culture fan. And you can check me out on Instagram at Al John Goh. Very good. Thank you so much. Kristen, our illustrious co-host, want to tell everybody where people can find you?
You can find me at Dining at Disney, as well as you can check me out when it comes to booking your travel as well, since I am a travel expert.
Yes, absolutely. And co-host of the awesome, and founder of Dining at Disney.
Yes.
Podcast. So we love Star Wars Celebration. This year, we're not here. They're in person.
No, which is unfortunate. We are not.
Unfortunately, we're not there. But what we do have is a Star Wars filled chock full of Star Wars happenings from around Star Wars Celebration. And we've got some news for you. So here's our big top 10 moments from Star Wars Celebration. And I say moments, it's kind of like moments and reveals and all kinds of stuff, of the stuff that we absolutely love talking about. So I tell you what, I guess we can just go ahead and get into it. All right. This is not Star Wars related, but you might as well talk about it. And it's Willow. Now, during Star Wars Celebration, everybody was like, this is cool. Willow. It's on Disney Plus. It's going to be streaming as an original series November 30th. Now, why on earth would Willow, the series, be teased at Star Wars Celebration?
Because it has an Ewok in it.
Really? It doesn't have any Ewoks. Now, Warwick Davis is plays Wicket W. Warwick, the Ewok, Wicket, and he is the title character of Willow. It is released by Lucasfilm, of course, and this fall a new adventure begins, and this is an amazing return of the Willow character, which is awesome.
Yeah, I couldn't think of his real name.
Warwick Davis?
Yeah,
and did you hear Val Kilmer will also be having some kind of role in this as well?
Really?
Yeah, it's like it's the year for Val Kilmer. You know, you've got Top Gun that opened this weekend, which is the number one box office sensation with Crazy Tom Cruise. But here we have the trailer for Willow. Have you seen it yet?
I have not.
Let's check it out.
There is a story of a child destined to be an empress. And the unlikely hero who would protect her.
There is a balance between all things, light and shadow,
good and evil.
Balance is upset. The universe corrects.
The world needs you again. It needs your magic.
Into the unknown. That's where we must go.
Every time I hear that theme, I get chills. Isn't it great? I think it's awesome.
Wasn't it the one girl in that from
Falcon and Winter Soldier? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so this is great. It's interesting because Willow being a Lucasfilm property, it's kind of like, I feel like now everything that goes back to the original source, the original film, it's kind of like, you've been out of it for a while. Why did you leave the order? Why is magic different? You know? And so people are seeking out this old wizard and here he comes, you know, here's Willow. We need you again. Does that sound familiar? Does it have anything, you know, Star Wars like at all? It's kind of very Star Wars like, isn't it? It's like Star Wars without lightsabers, just sabers. And of course, spells and magic and all kinds of things. So anyway.
So kind of like Star Wars meets Harry Potter.
That's right. That's right. I think this is the beginning of another great tentpole franchise for Disney Plus and this series. Because, you know, Warwick Davis has been in so many different things. He's been in the Leprechaun series of horror movies. That's as a little person. And by the way, probably the sweetest guy. And I miss seeing him at Star Wars weekends all the time. But, so you've got that plus the fact he was also in Harry Potter, right? So, he's been in a lot of different franchise films. He's been acting regularly. So anyway, happy to see Willow here. Now, here is another thing we're kind of happy about. And I don't know, maybe you out there can let us know whether or not you're psyched about this or as psyched as we are about this. But Galaxy's Edge at Disneyland are going to be getting some awesome characters. And this weekend, we had a little bit of a preview of characters from the Book of Boba Fett. And of course, Boba Fett, the new Boba Fett outfit, and then Fennec Shan as well. How about that? So they're going to be roaming around Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, and visitors will find themselves encountering these two attempting to remain in the shadows around Black Spire Outpost. Din Djarin, known as the Mandalorian, and Grogu, the child, the baby Yoda, if you will, who found protection with the Mandalorian, will also journey to Star Wars Galactic Edge at Disneyland Park at a later date. Mando and Grogu and their journey together can be seen in the first two seasons of The Mandalorian at Disney+. Of course, you know, you've got Boba Fett and Fennec Shand, both stars of the latest Disney+ Star Wars series, The Book of Boba Fett. And that's going to be, I think it's going to be really cool. What do you think about these characters kind of coming in to Black Spire Outpost that is clearly themed right now with characters inhabiting that world from the sequel trilogy that is the Rey/Kylo Ren series of films? What do you think about that? Because this is a whole other timeline.
I prefer this timeline. Just saying. I think what'll be cool is when we take our little ones, because our little girl is going to be so excited to see Grogu.
Oh yeah. Well,
and she won't be calling him Baby Yoda.
He'll be calling him Grogu.
She'll be one of the few that only knows him as Grogu.
Mm-hmm. Here's a quote from the article. All right. So you've got, since Star Wars Galaxy's Edge opened in 2019, Star Wars storytelling has experienced a galactic expansion to include many new characters and stories from across a wide array of settings. Now, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is likewise expanding stories guests can encounter when visiting. I think this is just, this is me talking here, but I think this is the first step into having a lot more legacy characters in the park roaming around. C-3PO, R2-D2. You already have Chewbacca, but he lives a long time. And then you'll probably even have an Obi-Wan Kenobi at some point.
That would be cool.
Right? You would think. You would even see Darth Vader. That's what people want to see. They want to see Darth Vader, Boba Fett. They want to see, you know, Chewbacca. They want to see Ewoks. They want to see everything.
I sure hope
Jawas.
That Darth Vader's costume is air conditioned on the inside, because can you imagine in the Florida heat and sunshine?
Well,
you would die being Darth Vader.
That's very true. It's very true.
It would truly be like you were on Mustafar.
Yeah, it'd be Mustafar hot. Mustafar hot in there. So the story continues, paraphrasing here. We're committed to a long history of Batuu and the collection of amazing characters who will inhabit the outpost, including our legacy characters and original characters, and know how well we'll feel the same about new and future characters from the ever-expanding galaxy of Star Wars storytelling. Luke Skywalker. Mm-hmm. While we as visitors may be able to experience different stories throughout Star Wars history, the characters of Batuu cannot. They will remain in their specific story and timeline and won't intersect with other characters or stories that would not be appropriate for them. Okay, well, that makes sense.
you really couldn't have, like,
Darth Vader and Kylo Ren crossing paths. Luke and Rey. Well, unless it was like, you know, old man Luke.
Yeah, it just won't work.
No. Well, you definitely won't have the Mandalorian.
Anakin and Luke.
Oopsies. Well, you could have, Darth Smores over there, you know, burned up, interacting with Luke, I guess.
Yeah, but that's not what I meant.
With the helmet off. But like, let me see. But anyway. Well, I think this is just a look how cool they look, though. Doesn't that looks great? Love the characters, love the costumes, looks great. So anyway, just so you know, once again, Boba Fett, Fennec Shand going to be at Galaxy's Edge at Disneyland. No word on when they're going to be appearing in Walt Disney World. Here's a little teaser. Disney Parks showed this off. They got a good. You know, good looking person for Fennec, you know? That costume's just the best. Give me some more Boba Fett. That's what I'm screaming. And I cannot wait to see what Grogu and Din Djarin are going to look like at a meet and greet there at the park. They got to have some kind of like little hold off corner of Galaxy's Edge where it's kind of their own little thing where they interact with people, kind of doing their own little stations, you know? That would be neat. I could see all that. And I could see Ahsoka coming into the park finally. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, the next bit of news there, because Star Wars Celebration also has a bunch of announcements for the theme parks as well. We've got some brand new merch right now at the Star Wars blog, or it's the Star Wars blog, at the Disney Parks blog. You could vote for the newest lightsaber. You know, last year, everyone was able to vote. And I'd say all the Disney fans and Star Wars fans were able to vote on the brand new lightsaber to be offered, the legacy lightsaber to be offered at Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities. Just try to say that 10 times fast. And right now, you can vote for the next lightsaber hilt. So check this out. You can now vote for Jocasta Nu, who was the librarian in the Jedi Temple. Quinlan Vos, Deba Balaba, another Jedi from the Bad Batch. And then you've got Quinlan Vos, of course, from Star Wars The Clone Wars. You have Padawan Barriss Offee, who was also in Star Wars The Clone Wars and in Episode 2. Sifo Dyas, evil Sith from the Clone Wars. And then you have Padawan Caleb Doom, also known as Kanan Jarrus from Bad Batch, and also from Star Wars Rebels. So you can vote on those six lightsabers to be the next in Doc Ondar's collection.
I like those last two.
Yeah, Sifo Dyas
that one, and then the
Kanan Jarrus's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I like Kanan's lightsaber a lot. That's what I voted for. I really like his lightsaber. So anyway, Now check this out. There's more really cool goodies that you can get as well. So here we have the first look of a new exciting lightsaber hilt. We have Obi-Wan's Legacy lightsaber set coming soon to Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities, available for pre-order at shopdisney.com from now. Well, I guess on Tuesday, May 31st. The Legacy lightsaber includes the lightsaber collectible based on the lightsaber used by the iconic Obi-Wan Kenobi, including the blade, hilt, belt clip, and display stand. But that's not all. You'll also be able to get your hands on the new Darth Sidious and Plo Koon collectibles to your collection as well. I like Plo Koon. Darth Sidious, of course. You have the Evil Emperor's lightsaber here in gold and nickel, which looks really nice. I like that. Then you also have these new plushes. Now, I like this. All right, maybe Boo and Jack-Jack, our kids, will love this. During your travels to Batuu, younglings will love to cuddle up with their adorable Thurry plush, right? Which looks like a little sheep head, kind of.
Looks like if you put a sheep in a, I don't know.
And a bunny sheep and a, I don't know, it looks kind of interesting. And then you have your...
kind of piggy looking, too.
Gorg plush, which is that little toad. So you've got that. And then you'll also have the Kematono case, which is the ice cream maker, right? It's a sleek cylinder that's small enough to be tucked under the average humanoid's arm. Perfect for a quick getaway, which is, you know, the ice cream maker. So you have, and then of course You saw that at, what was it? Book of Boba Fett, where they opened it up and it had all the galactic credits in there. So there you go. So it's basically a little piggy bank.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. And then you first saw the ice cream maker in Empire Strikes Back, which was cool. And then you also, as I said, we have got the lightsaber. So that's some cool new merch that you can check out there at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge right now. So pre-order that stuff now. Now, another great announcement is you can go beyond the spires with Star Wars Tales from Galaxy's Edge, Last Call from ILM and X-Lab, which is a virtual reality game. So here's a little bit from Beyond the Spires, Tales from Galaxy's Edge. Let's get a listen. Let's listen in on some of this brand new virtual reality Star Wars.
Kid, it's you!
Last Call is another swashbuckling adventure in Star Wars Tales from the Galaxy's Edge. Our adventure picks up right after part one.
You are a droid repair person, and you have gotten yourself into a sticky situation where, the entire Guavian Death Gang is after you.
You show back up in the cantina, and immediately Doc Ondar enters the bar, and he has a job for you.
I find myself in need of a pair of capable hands.
Bringing Doc Ondar to VR was super fun. So we actually went down to Galaxy's Edge and we looked at the animatronics that they have. We treated that as our ground truth.
Batuu has its own backstory, and it's all based off of what is happening in the parks. And then we just take that and expand upon it. So once you play the experience and you go back to the park, you can sort of think, okay, over there in the experience, that would be where those ruins are.
Some of the new environments that we have are the Lost Jedi ruins. So it gives it a little bit more of that Indiana Jones vibe combined with Star Wars, which is really cool to see.
Never too old to be a student. That's what I always say.
We had learned a lot from the first outing in Tales from Galaxy's Edge, and we really wanted to make sure that players, when they went through this time, were going on more of a roller coaster adventure.
Surely we can count on you now.
All your friends are back. C-3PO, R2-D2, Cecil Slack, and you've got some new friends that have joined up with you. Hondo Ohnaka, of course, is a huge fan favorite.
An excellent choice.
There's something so cool about being able to stand, 5 inches away from Hondo Ohnaka while you're in the cantina with him.
If you have some time, you can just go hang out in the bar and playing darts and kind of watching Cecil Slack do his Cecil Slack stuff in the background.
How are you with top secret stuff?
We finally were able to add probably the most fan-requested thing I can think of, which is a Ronto wrap, which is basically a space taco. There's a fun little drum set in there called the Chromarimba.
We worked with composer Bear Mercury to create a percussive instrument that can be played using mallets to strike different plates. For Tales from the Galaxy's Edge, we were fortunate to do ILM X-Lab's first ever orchestral scoring session. From the very beginning, we thought about the music as an evolution. We encouraged the composers to start in the most adventurous styles because we knew that by the end of our anthology, we would be facing off against the First Order.
So my role on Last Call was an experience designer. We programmed the combat events as well as the cinematics while working in tandem with the artists and engineers.
The First Order is forever!
My favorite part was the First Order facility. That was one that I spent most of my time on. It's one of the few times that we get to take on the role of a stormtrooper and then go behind enemy lines.
Hostile! Go! Go!
So basically, designers, we get to curate the world. We create the environment a little bit, and we make sure that everything happens at the correct time so that the gameplay flows smoothly. I get to just brainstorm and just go as far as my imagination will let me.
Blast a couple for me.
The challenge definitely steps up as you get closer and closer, but as that droid repair tech, we think you're up to it.
There's no sense in hiding at this point.
This is an amazing way to tell stories and to bring people into those stories and get to actually be a part of this world that they have loved for so long.
So what do you think about this virtual reality Galaxy's Edge?
It looks cool.
Yeah, not too shabby. Be on the lookout for that when Galaxy's Edge or Star Wars Tales from the Galaxy's Edge comes to virtual reality here soon. So be on the lookout for that. Of course, part of Star Wars Celebration, which was absolutely epic, was actually seeing John Williams. Did you know that John Williams came back to score the theme for Obi-Wan Kenobi? Did you hear about that?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. What a lot of people didn't know is that they were able to sneak in John Williams in person to lead an orchestra in the brand new Obi-Wan theme. Here's a little bit of his ovation and a clip of some of the music. Check it out. Standing ovation, of course, for the living legend. It's always nice when they can bring him the celebration to play an orchestra. I mean, this is great to see this. I mean, how many more times are you going to be able to see John Williams perform?
Not many.
Some Star Wars in there. Yeah. Legend. Absolute legend. But if that wasn't enough, They brought out Harrison frickin' Ford.
Really?
Yeah, look at that. Now, you know why they brought Harrison Ford out. They announced something.
What?
They said that Harrison Ford will be reprising his role at 79 years of age for the next Indiana Jones movie.
What?
Indiana Jones 5 is going to be happening. Now, I already knew about this, but I didn't realize they were going to bring him there. But it says in 2023, next year, Harrison Ford returns as a legendary Indiana Jones. Here's a first look at the new James Mangold directed film. And then they showed the artwork there of Indiana Jones. Looks like he's back inside some kind of ruins or cave or something like that. He's wearing his iconic hat, which was awesome. So here is what Harrison had to say right there with John Williams. It's a great pleasure to be here.
To be able to congratulate John on his 90th birthday.
Yeah.
I told John on another occasion when we had a chance to get together that that music follows me everywhere. So, and you know what? I'm happy about it. We have almost completed the next Indiana Jones film. Featuring the music of John Williams.
I mean, that is pretty cool. And of course, they launch into the Indiana Jones theme. But Harrison Ford at 79 years old, I mean, it's going to be a sad, sad day when the world loses either one of them. You know, I mean, John Williams is up there, of course, already.
They are not spring chickens.
No, no. Of course, being John Williams' 90th birthday, of course. So it's pretty amazing either for either one, actually. But man, I'm just such a fan. So anyway, that being said, moving on to some more great Star Wars celebration happenings. So Obi-Wan opened, and I say opened, there was a screening for Obi-Wan there, and it actually launched early on Disney Plus. It was supposed to launch on Friday, but we'd actually launch really, really late on Thursday. And as it appeared, I got messages or a notification saying Obi-Wan is on Disney Plus now. And it was like already 11 o'clock at night. And I look at you and I said, I just can't do it.
Is it midnight East Coast time or is it midnight in each zone?
Well, I don't know.
How does that work?
Well, anyway, it was already late. And I said, we have got to watch both of these episodes, and I'm going to have to wait until tomorrow because you and I were exhausted. But anyway, you and I saw it, and what did you think about the
It looks
Obi-Wan?
Good.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah. I like Ewan McGregor, so, you know. You
can't run, Obi-Wan! You can't escape him!
People are already saying that I can't really spoil it now, can I? Can I spoil it on this show?
Sure.
Princess Leia's droid looks like Mickey Mouse head. It does. Anyway.
I do like how they show a young version of her.
Yeah. Spoilers, guys. Spoilers. So Book of Boba Fett is awesome. We saw the first two episodes drop the other night. It was amazing and it was a lot of fun. I encourage you to check it out. And I was really surprised. I feel, you know, we went back and forth to figure out whether or not we were going to talk about Book of Boba Fett and all the Easter eggs in Boba Fett and all the great moments. But Obi-Wan. I'm sorry. I'm looking at our cat. I don't know why. I'm being very distracted right now. But yes.
He's Obi-Wan. Not even named for Star Wars character.
I know. Oh,
it's because Loki wants to come hang out with me.
Loki wants to come hang out. Anyway, so Obi-Wan, I said Book of Boba Fett, man. I apologize. It's Obi-Wan Kenobi. Anyway, so speaking of great moments, we have here Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen. So they're back, of course, with this Obi-Wan Kenobi series that is now streaming on Disney Plus, and they decided to hang out over there at Star Wars Celebration stage to talk a little bit about reprising their role after all these years. Check this out. Ewan. Hello there.
It's so exciting. It's been such a long journey from, you know, the last film that we shot together was in 2003 in Sydney, Australia. And we finished that film, and I felt like I was so happy to have been part of the Star Wars world, but we did those three movies, and I didn't imagine that we would be sitting here today. But it's been a long journey coming to make this series, and probably 4 or 5 years, I think. And so tonight, you know, we're going to be able to show it to you at last. And and then it becomes yours. And that's what makes us feel really, really great, you know.
Well, here we go now. Here is Hayden.
Bring to Anakin as you were coming back.
First of all, thank you for all of it.
He's so happy to be there, isn't he? You want to say something?
Well, his trilogy is no longer considered the worst trilogy. So, I mean, he's now, I'm sure people are like, oh, Hayden Christensen is Darth Vader. That's really Anakin. That's not all that bad.
No,
really,
it's
not at all. Well, like, okay, it's good now.
You and I liked the sequel, the prequel trilogy a lot.
Yeah.
It's the sequel trilogy that's a little suspect, but hey. I'm sure it's somebody's Star Wars. Somebody's going to dig it. And actually, I don't mind that much. It's not as bad as people make
it
out
to be. There's a lot of kids that grew up that being their trilogy.
Yes.
And so they're older now. And so to them, I'm sure they're very excited to see that on Disney Plus.
Well, my trilogy was the original trilogy, but your Star Wars trilogy was actually the prequels. Because that's when you got into it, really.
Yeah, I mean, I had seen the other ones, but I was not really.
Anyway, here's Hayden. Thunderous applause.
Oh, see, I see what it is. He was just waiting for you to get yours out, and then he can start.
I just did as much research as I could and just wanted to refamiliarize myself as much as I could. And I loved what they did with those animated series. I mean, Dave Filoni and everyone that worked on those shows did some incredible work. And you know, they did a lot more with these characters. And that was fascinating to get to watch. How that affected my performance, I'm not really sure, but I'm very glad I got to watch them, and I'm a fan now too.
Isn't that cool? It's nice that he acknowledges that. So another thing that was cool, speaking of Hayden, here we also have another interesting take, you know, because it was Attack of the Clones 20th anniversary. 20th anniversary, Kristen. 20th anniversary. Crazy. We had everyone from Attack of the Clones joined on stage to talk about the film. And it was hosted by our very own Ashley. Ashley was there.
Oh,
Ashley
nice.
Eckstein was there. And Ashley had a very interesting quote to say.
These are the stories we want to hear. Trust me. Well, Hayden, and nice to meet you, Sky Guy.
Isn't that awesome?
That's like, hilarious. The whole crowd is just like, yay.
Well, it goes on. Look, she's still laughing.
Oh, wow. People are standing up.
Oh.
Very cool.
I mean, how cool.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Well, of course, she's saying, you know, nice to meet you, Sky Guy, because Ashley wasn't around, you know, for the films. There was no Ahsoka until the animated series. And so she never interacted with Hayden at all.
Yeah.
So this is, I think this is actually, this could very well be their first time on stage together, which is kind of neat. Ahsoka and Anakin.
I'm taking Tamora's advice to just act cool right now. Okay, I want to talk about some of your epic fight scenes because this was your first Star Wars movie. So how much training did you have to do to look so cool with your lightsaber? And we recently saw some photos from Vanity Fair of you looking very cool practicing with your lightsaber. So how much training did you do for this film?
Yeah, there was quite a bit of lightsaber training. And for me, that was always like the most fun. You know, we flew out to Australia where we filmed probably 2 months before we started filming. And we went to Jedi training camp, and it was like the most fun you can imagine. And our amazing stunt coordinator, Nick Gillard, whose contribution to the prequels, just, you know, you can't say enough about it, was just, you know, incredible at what he did and sort of made it not only fun, but really easy.
Pretty cool, yeah.
He has very much the like Huey Lewis hair going on. It's very much that like 80s.
What you mean 80s. Right now he does?
Yeah, well look at that hair.
Well, look at all the pickups and stuff he might be shooting for the star there, because they're shooting all this stuff back to back, you know. So he's gotta keep the old mullet style Jedi hair that
I get that.
He might be doing some flashbacks, apparently. So,
but still.
Yeah, right. Anyway, pretty cool. Hey, look, you know, even Favreau and Filoni took the stage talking about what's going down with Star Wars Celebration. Another great little moment here with the new makers of the Star Wars universe as it is right now.
And other things I've written or done. But just the... for all the stars to align that I would be able to write a story and that we would have a medium to do it in and to have Kathy and everybody at Lucasfilm be open to me bringing an idea to them. And then also the big part is me and Dave getting to know each other from all the way back at Skywalker Ranch when I was mixing Iron Man, he was making Clone Wars. And I was the first person not at Lucasfilm to see Clone Wars.
Yeah, that's right.
And I said, if you ever need an extra voice role, and that's how I ended up being a Mandalorian. Right, yeah.
Yeah. I think the way to explain it for me is like, I sit down on a computer and I write a story. I write a moment. I write, and I talk to John. I say, I think Ahsoka could know this kid's name because she would be able to speak somehow with him that only a Jedi could intuit. And then you write that scene, and there's trees and a creek, and Mando's there, and Grogu's there, and Ahsoka's there. And then you go over the costumes in great detail, and you talk about fabrics. You build this thing over several months leading up to a moment where you walk through the doors of a stage, and there's the forest, and there's the child, and there's Ahsoka, and she kneels down. And it's awesome. And I love it.
Yeah, it is awesome, Dave. Thank you, Dave and John, for continuing to create awesome Star Wars stories. And heaven knows, you and I, we love The Mandalorian and the Book of Boba Fett. And it was awesome to see that very scene where Luke Skywalker comes in and drops off the little gift for the little baby, the little Grogu. The child, along with Ahsoka and R2. It was just so great. And I haven't felt that good since we saw the end of The Mandalorian, when Luke came in to pick up Yoda and basically rescue all of them from the clutches of those evil droids, right? That was pretty cool. Hey, did you know, another great info tip here, that it was a new animated show announced called Tales of the Jedi? It's another CGI animated series of shorts about Ahsoka and Count Dooku in their younger days.
Interesting.
So that's another one. We also have another quick little tidbit. If you're fans of the Marvel Comics like I am, C.B. Sabluski was the editor-in-chief, or is the editor-in-chief over there at Marvel Comics. Great guy, by the way. And was talking about a new series of Marvel Star Wars comics about Yoda. which is great because we don't know a whole lot about Yoda, but it is awesome that they're able to do that, to kind of fill in a little bit of that backstory there. We also have got a brand new trailer for Andor. Now, you and I, have we seen this together yet? We did, right? The trailer for Andor?
Yes.
All right. Let's check out the new trailer for Andor that will be streaming as a huge series on Disney Plus. It's like 12 episodes, this one.
That's a lot of 12 episodes compared to what the other
it's
ones
twice been. As long. It's like getting two seasons in one season right now for streaming. So here it is, coming soon to Disney Plus.
Maybe they'll be shorter.
Maybe. Maybe not. Probably not. Let's see.
Satisfied. They're so proud of themselves. So fat and satisfied. They're everywhere. They're watching me now.
Soon enough, these days will end. There will be no rules going forward.
People are standing up. That's what a reckoning sounds like.
Is that Peter Sarsgaard?
It is. You nailed it. So Andor is
coming. Gosh, now they just need to get him in a Disney movie.
Yes, Diego Luna returns as Cassian Andor, joined by the members, fellow cast members, Genevieve O'Reilly, Stellan Skarsgård, Adria Arjona, Denise Goh, and Kyle Soler. All right, there you go. So be on the lookout for that. I believe it's going to be coming in. When is Andor doing it? It is February of 2023. And then they also announced before we get into that, I have to ask you, Kristen, because Andor takes place before Rogue One, of course. Cassian Andor, we know how that crew of Rogue One all ended up, right before A New Hope.
Yes.
But there are a lot of characters that are from the previous series that maybe we could find in Andor. Because it is it takes place right before Rogue One, where the rebellion is being formed. I would think that you could possibly see a Lando Calrissian, like a younger Lando there.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Which would be great. You might also see maybe a young Han Solo, perhaps. Jabba the Hutt, possibly. And I did mention Boba Fett. You could probably, I don't know if they do it. It would be really cool if they did. But Woody Harrelson from Rogue One, his character would be great. Who would you like to see maybe come to this particular series?
Oh, I don't even know.
You don't even know? Yeah.
I don't really have anybody in mind.
Yeah. It'd be great if they did. So we have there that. And then... let's see. I think that we are probably rounding the end of some of this awesome stuff in terms of the reveals for Star Wars Celebration. The last bit of news, Star Wars Celebration will be taking place in London, April of 2023. So they just announced that, which is great. Oh, and I forgot we did have one more trailer.
In less than a year.
Yeah. Yeah, in less than a year. They're going to be doing it all over again over there in London. But I will leave you with this little bit, too. A Star Wars The Bad Batch animated series, which is basically the sequel to Star Wars The Clone Wars, which is going to be airing a brand new season coming to Disney Plus this fall. Season 2 of Star Wars The Bad Batch animated series.
You can buy your freedom. You can have a future. Isn't that what you're after?
We're already free.
Clearly, you're not paying attention to what's happening out there.
It is time for a new era.
others out there who need our help. We'll take all the allies we can get.
Let's go.
Let's get to work.
Wow. You gotta love that music. We got the little techno drums going on in the background. Pretty cool, right? So Star Wars The Bad Batch will be debuting this fall on Disney Plus Season 2. The very, very last bit of Star Wars news and speculation was actually talked about by Star Wars and Lucasfilm President Kathleen Kennedy, who happens to talk about the new Taika Waititi Star Wars film, saying that the focus has been on small screen content like Obi-Wan Kenobi and Mandalorian Season 3, but fans are eager to see Star Wars return to the theater sooner than later, with Taika Waititi's new Star Wars movie hopefully hitting theaters at the end of 2023. Now, there hasn't been anything locked down yet, Kathleen Kennedy was able to say, you know, but Oscar-winning filmmaker Taika Waititi will focus on the first project right now, Thor: Love and Thunder for Marvel Studios, and then work on the new film. But so maybe late 2023, possibly 2024, we'll just have to wait and see. But I, for one, am looking forward to seeing Star Wars return to the big screen. Well, that pretty much wraps up this particular episode of the Disney List. And I'm so glad that you decided to just come on and hang out with us today and check out the show. How about any closing thoughts on Celebration, or maybe even the Book of Boba Fett?
No, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
My goodness me.
You haven't seen Obi-Wan yet. You need to watch it. It's good.
It's great. Please check it out. Anyway, as we wrap up the show, next week we're going to have an awesome show with a guest, Tammy Tuckey. From the Tammy Tuckey Show will be joining us, and she is a author and singer, and she's got a brand new and podcaster from the she used to have the podcast called Tierra Talk, had all kinds of Star Wars Disney celebrities on there, and now she's got a brand new album. So next week, Kristen, next week we're going to be talking about everyone's top five Disney songs from animated or live action.
Okay.
To kind of coincide with that, she's got a brand new album coming out, and you can be part of it by doing the Indiegogo campaign, which is great. So it's going to be a musical film.
It has to be from the movies, though.
Yeah, movies or animation.
Okay.
Yeah, live action. So definitely check that out next week. We have got some other great guests coming up. But before we get out of here, Kristen, where can everybody find you and book their next Disney trip as well?
As far as their Disney, Universal, or cruise, they can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. And if you are looking for Disney foodie, I can't even talk today, Disney foodie information and reviews, make sure to visit dining@disney.com. Follow us on social media, as well as check out our podcast, Dining at Disney Podcast, with myself, Kat, and Bubba.
Awesome. Once again, you can find us, the Disney List, at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Check out our show on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. Find that tip jar, if you will. You can also find our show everywhere you find podcasts. Aljon Go on Instagram is the best place you can find me. You can also drop those emails to us as well, thedisneylist@gmail.com. Well, on behalf of Kristen and myself, I would like to wish everyone an awesome Memorial Day. And once again, honoring those who died and served, thank you so much for paying the ultimate sacrifice for us and our freedom. We do appreciate that. We never will forget. And once again, to everyone out there, thank you so much for listening to yet another edition of the Disney List. I'm Al John.
And I'm Kristen.
And we'll see you real soon. The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners. May the Force be with you always.
I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney Podcast.
Every week, I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Aljon Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming up Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Aljon Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.